The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Jerome says, "It is to be noted that as in the bad ground, there were 3 degrees of difference, the path, the stony ground, and the thorny ground, so also in the good soil, there is a 3-fold difference, 100, 60, and 30-fold. And he says, what is it that makes up the difference? Why do some bear more fruit than others? Now, of course, objectively speaking, God predetermines that some people are going to bear more fruit than others. You look at our Blessed Mother Mary, no one was made to bear more fruit than Mary. Or sometimes you read the lives of the saints, you think, oh my gosh, right? If I was given all those graces, of course I'd do great things too. There is an objective element, but that cannot discount the subjective element. There is the response of our own free wills. Just recently, reading this book on St. Therese, there was something that I had never known before about her. When she got to the Carmelite monastery, in one of her first confessions, and it must have been speaking outside of confession, otherwise the priest could not have shared this, but she meets this Jesuit priest, and she says to him, "Father, I want to be as great of a saint as Teresa of Avila." And I read that and I thought, of course. Right, there's no way she could have become a great saint unless she had the desire to be a great saint. And it's something that we must nourish in our own hearts. If that leaves, we're never going to bear great fruit for God. But how did she do it? We know the means. Prayer, frequent mass, confession, trying to live a moral life, all those things we are aware of. But what was the secret of St. Therese of Lisieux and the secret of all the saints? And what did St. Jerome say was the difference between those who bear 160 and 30-fold? He says when someone chooses to follow Christ, their humanity does not change. They don't receive a new flesh. He says what happens is the transformation of the will. The more our wills are conformed to Christ, the more fruit we bear. And so St. Therese said, "Total abandonment, that is my only law. Total surrender to the will of God." And she uses an image by which she describes what this ought to look like. "Jesus chose to show me the only path that leads fully to him. That path is abandonment, like a little child who sleeps in his father's arms without any fear." What is total abandonment supposed to look like? Like a little child who sleeps in his father's arms without any fear. It is the fiat of Our Lady. Total surrender with absolute trust. Let us ask our Lord for that grace today.